Hello and welcome home.
Hi, sorry, I was still
sharing.
Sure.
You mean we weren't ready?
No, we weren't. It seems as though we're like on a big delay tonight. Is that true?
It should be about 20-25 seconds. Yeah, that's right. You just need to refresh your feed.
I need to refresh.
See, there you go. You just refreshed.
Oh, okay. All right. So you guys can give us thumbs up.
That was early. Like, went off the screen for a second.
We haven't done this show in a little bit, so we just wanted to make sure that everything is working okay.
Who knows?
It's been a couple weeks.
June 7th was our last show.
Yes, and we have lots to talk about. I know. Yeah. I didn't tell him what we were talking about
tonight.
I have
no clue.
So it ought to be interesting.
I usually don't.
Before we get started, as usual, please share this video with your friends. On your Facebook or your pages,
YouTube.
We really appreciate it. Whatever you got.
We're live on YouTube. We're live on Facebook right now.
Oh, are we? Okay.
Well, all you YouTube people out there.
Any shares are appreciated. So
all you
thank
Facebook
you.
People. Thank you also.
Yes.
Share with your friends, your frenemies, your family.
Your frenemies. If you just want them to, you know, have something to laugh at, I guess.
So they can see what kind of people you watch on Monday nights.
Okay. So you ready to get started?
I am ready. Welcome back to Tom the Walker. Someone picks up. Sure. Hello, welcome to TMSM Weekly Live Show number 110 for June 28th, 2021. I'm Scott.
I'm Michelle.
I had to check. I forgot what date it was there for a second.
excuse me. So I hope you guys are all doing well and hanging in there. Summer is in full swing. It's been super rainy here in Central Florida, like to the point of like stop raining already.
Not today yet.
No, not yet. It's really, 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 it's been very rainy here for quite a while.
Yeah,
so,
our grass grew more than I think last week than it did like in like February, March combined.
Probably. And you know what's funny is that even though the weather has been total garbage here, the parks are still packed. You still can't get a reservation.
Yeah, we're still sitting.
So I'm guessing that it doesn't really matter to a lot of people. But since we talked last, you and I had a little staycation.
Yes,
and someplace that we have not been to before. So I thought we could talk about that. And then we could talk about where Birmingham. We ate breakfast.
Oh, no, we went to Birmingham the week after that.
Oh, my gosh. We did go to Birmingham. We have been so busy. Like, so busy.
And then we got that little thing we're planning.
Oh, and then there's that. You know, it's funny because, like, we were so busy before we added the House of Mouse Expo to our plate of things. And like I had said before, like I already don't have a social life, so I guess I will see my friends and family maybe December, January.
She didn't say what year though.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe December sometime in the future. 10, 20, 30 years from now. Who knows?
Yeah, I know. So I apologize if we are just kind of missing in action right now. Okay, so let's talk about our staycation.
All right, we went away because we just decided we needed a break.
Just a few weeks ago.
So the two of us just, we went on WaltDisneyWorld.com and we just happened to find a good deal and we decided why not. So,
yeah, we wanted to find something that was affordable and some place that we haven't been to before. And you know, every year we always say that we're going to try to stay at resorts, even if it's just a night mm-hmm. or the weekend that we haven't stayed at before. So we fail miserably every time because we're creatures of habit.
We've done better though over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I'll sort of add a couple here. This one was nice. The main reason we decided to go away also was because we couldn't get reservations that weekend for any parks.
This is true.
As annual pass holders, and we're like, well, we haven't been to the parks and we kind of need a break. So we ended up staying on property so we could, of course, get a reservation because we were hotel guests.
Right, and where did we stay? We never said that.
We stayed at Caribbean Beach.
Yeah.
I had to think about it. I wasn't even sure.
It was weeks ago.
We
so
stayed at a resort that would buy some other resorts.
So we stayed at Caribbean Beach, and I had heard mixed reviews on Caribbean Beach. in full honesty, and Jack is snoring behind me. If you hear a noise, it's Jack. Miss Ava is upstairs under wraps because she can't behave.
She can't be trusted.
Kirby Beach, a lot of people say that the only problem they have with the resort is that it's such a sprawling, big resort that, like, if you stay too far away from things, it's kind of inconvenient as far as getting to where they have the food, or where they have the main pool, or the pool bar. But what's really cool is that they do have little pools near the buildings. Because we stayed in, where were we?
Aruba. We stayed in Aruba, which, if you know the resort at all, that's the closest to the Riviera.
Yes, it's the closest to the Riviera. And there was a pool, like a little pool right near where our room was. And the Disney Skyliner was going overhead by the pool. So, I mean, granted, we weren't right by the main pool, but it was in walking distance, kind of far, but that's okay. And we got to go to the little pool, which isn't that little.
No, it was nice.
And watch the Skyliner go overhead. And it was kind of nice because, like, we were sitting by the pool, and we were just sitting there in the chairs or in the pool looking up at the sky, like, trying to see all the characters on the Skyliner, and then try to figure out how long it takes for them to loop around and see it again. I mean, I know
that's that excitement. We know
it is exciting. Well, no, it was like one of those things that when you're so busy and you want to relax, you ever get like that? Like, you're just looking for something else to think about other than all the stuff you got going on. And sitting in the pool and looking at the Skyliner, or I was sitting in the chair getting a good sunburn and watching the Skyliner go overhead, and I'm like, oh, like, there's Mickey again. Or, oh, did you know that it's not just Haunted Mansion on the purple ones? They have other purple ones that have stuff. Didn't know that.
We sat down there for a while watching this. But it was great because we were literally in the last building in Aruba before you get to the Skyliner at the Riviera. So the where we were located was perfect for us, actually. I didn't think it was that far to the main building. I mean,
no, it wasn't that far.
We stayed at different All-Stars, and I feel like we've always had to walk even further when we stayed at the All-Star Resorts to get to the main building. So I didn't think it was that bad. And then we used the Skyliner. So the first night, Friday night, we checked in. We went over to Epcot.
We did. I got him on the Skyliner.
I did. I went to the Skyliner all the way to Epcot. So we got to get the pictures going over the new area for Rhapsody.
Yes.
In there. And then we just, didn't it rain over there? I'm going to say.
It did rain. It was the next day, though, I went.
Right.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, it might have been. And then there was all the new Harmonious pieces are in the lagoon there.
Yeah.
And the lights were on.
The lights were on, yeah.
Which was kind of cool.
Which is exciting because it's just different.
Yeah. So we walked around World Showcase once. I think we did Soarin'.
Yeah, we did Soarin'.
But that was really all we did there. It was kind of, we just decided to go back to a resort. I think we ate at the resort that night.
We did eat at the resort.
Just to walk up.
And, you know, it's what was really, really nice, though, is if you're going to stay at Caribbean Beach, I was telling him if we decide to go back there, which we probably will, I would ask to stay in the Aruba section again because it was so close to the Skyliner station. At the Riviera, like when you walked out of our room, like this right here was the pool, but then if you go to the left, the Skyliner station was right there.
I know we appreciate all you on, but Steven just logged in from Australia.
Australia, that's awesome. Thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, Scott wrote the Skyliner trip. I wrote it a lot that week. I still don't like it, but I did it because it was just easier.
It was easier. But anyway, so if you stay in that end of the resort, it actually was pretty convenient.
It was.
And also, which was also convenient, like you walk over, like the one day there was lightning in the area. Mm-hmm. So we walked over to the Skyliner, you know, at Riviera, and it wasn't running. So you can go right into the resort there. There's a really good walk-up restaurant there. I mean, you can't go swimming, obviously, but, you know, if you're looking to kill some time, you can go to the restaurant there, like I said, or you can just go walk through their gift shop. And the Riviera Resort is really pretty. So I like that it was so close to Caribbean Beach because we got a chance to go over and just kind of look around.
And we ended up taking the bus from the Riviera over. That was the second day when we went to Hollywood Studios. But I think we skipped over what we did Saturday morning, where we went for breakfast.
Oh, let's talk about food, shall we? Like, it wouldn't be our show if we didn't talk about food a little bit. So again, in the same theming of doing stuff we haven't done before, we decided to do breakfast at Cape May Cafe. Mm-hmm. Now you're probably thinking, how is it that we've never gone there? And truthfully, because we don't like seafood. So everybody talks about the buffet, when it was a buffet, at Cape May in the evenings to go, and we never wanted to go because we don't eat seafood.
Right.
But breakfast is breakfast. So we decided we could
go. Breakfast is breakfast, get out.
And because we were staying on property, you know, we wanted to take advantage of like the whole like tourist experience. Yes. So we wanted to take the Skyliner someplace to where we could have breakfast and look around and the whole thing. So
right.
We got on the Skyliner in the morning and took it over to, you know, the Boardwalk Beach Club area, and we had breakfast at Cape May Cafe.
It was really good, actually. I was very impressed with how good the breakfast was over there. It wasn't too expensive, I didn't think.
No.
What they charged. I want to say it was $25 each of us.
And we were so full when we left.
And it's served family style, but they will refill whatever you ask them to refill. So, and then you had a lot of the typical Disney breakfast, the waffles and the
French toast,
yeah, eggs,
potatoes.
Potato barrels. They had some kind of, I can't remember what the hash was now, some kind of potato hash.
Something like that.
So bacon sausage. I mean, it was good. And then they brought you a basket of different pastries.
I was really excited because, like, I try really hard. And listen to you, I'm getting excited because we're talking about carbohydrates. So when we went in there, wasn't I super excited to eat?
Yes.
Because I really try to watch what I eat during the week, but on the weekends I've been really bad.
And we were tourists,
so you know, of course we're gonna eat like tourists. So we went, and they put a pastry basket on the table first, and then brought coffee. I'd have been fine with the pastry basket because it had like what did they have?
Oh, it had like a chocolate croissant, it had regular croissant, it had
a little cinnamon roll or something.
Yeah, it had like five or six different things in there.
And I would have been like, just keep it coming.
And then they brought us yogurt and fruit also at the same time with that.
Right after. So they drop a basket of fatness in front of you, and then they bring you fruit and yogurt, like if you don't want to eat it. But you're already chewing on your cinnamon rolls and croissants when they bring you the healthy stuff. So I made a decision to just have a couple bites of fruit because I didn't want to fill up on healthy stuff because I knew Mickey waffles and French toast were coming. So I was like, I eat fruit all week long. I don't want it. So we pushed it to the side.
I ate it all. I didn't care. It was good. No, it was good. I think we would definitely go back there for breakfast. I know it used to be mini character breakfast, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So it was kind of nice that we got to see it this way. I think we'll go back. I mean,
I would definitely go back. I was actually really excited.
Somebody's lighting fireworks.
Oh my gosh.
We got fireworks here. You're welcome. It's like Disney 3 days early.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, the subdivision behind us. Somebody is lighting off fireworks right now.
If I had lights, I'd put them up behind us so you guys could see how great it would look if we hit like the castle.
Oh my goodness.
I could play Happily Ever After.
Ava's going to freak out. She doesn't like noise.
She's upstairs. She's here. So can I tell them my little idea I had so we could go where we wanted to go later that day?
All right, I just have to say, okay. Heather likes my basket of fat comment. Thank you, Heather. I thought that.
I think she called it that while we were sitting
there. Oh my
God. Oh my God, the basket of fat.
Basket of fat and stuff.
I did have butter and stuff.
I forgot. It has butter, jelly, and Nutella on the side. So you can put all of the extra fattening stuff on your fattening little snackies. So, God, that sounds good. Okay, anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
So, as we said earlier, there wasn't many reservations left for that day, but we wanted to go to the studios. We hadn't been to the studios in a long time. So what we did was after we left Cape May, we had a reservation for Epcot. So we walked over to Epcot, walked in the door. We had to go to one shop in France. So we ran over to France real quick. She had to return something. And then we walked right back out of the park, took the Skyliner back over to our resort, and then we went swimming. So we could park hop to Hollywood Studios later that day.
Yeah, we totally like worked the system a little bit so we could do what we wanted to do.
But
because all we could get into was Epcot. And so we did go to Epcot, but then in the afternoon. And what's funny is sidebar. So we had to go back. We were at Epcot Friday night. We had to go back to Epcot Saturday because he decided to be nice and buy me two shirts.
Doesn't happen at all.
From Disneyland Paris. So like in the France Pavilion, they have some merchandise from Disneyland Paris, if you did not know. They do. And I couldn't decide between two shirts I wanted. So she left. And so I was like, I don't know. I was being cheap. So I was like, I don't want it. So I went to take pictures over by Ratatouille, and he bought me shirts. So we got back to the room and I went to try them on and they were too big. And I was like, well.
First she goes, you grabbed the wrong sizes. And I was like, no.
Why did you throw me under the bus?
No, I was just saying.
All right.
So you said I grabbed the wrong sizes. But then I looked and I realized, no, the hangers had the little thing. I didn't check the tag on the clothing. I just went by the little tag on the hanger. So the next day we went back to return them. Where we're going through, all the hangers were wrong.
Yeah.
So none of them matched up to actually what the clothing was.
So yeah. So actually we ended up doing a good thing by going back to the France Pavilion, mm-hmm. and we told the girl that mm-hmm. these hangers say mediums, but the shirts are all different sizes, like your extra large, whatever else. So come to find out, that whole rack was all wrong.
The girl pulled it all behind the counter while we were standing there doing the exchange.
Yes. So like because we went back, they got to fix a whole rack, and she's like, oh my gosh, it would have been disastrous because they would have gotten a ton of returns, and I don't know how that happened.
No, I don't know. Somebody really messed up. So, but yeah, always check the tag, because she had that happen before with the Spirit jersey, too. She bought Spirit jersey because the little symbol on the hanger.
Right. Yeah, so my mediums weren't mediums, but by going back and getting said mediums and informing the cast members, we saved them a whole bunch of returns.
So you're welcome.
But it's cool. It's cool though that they have Disneyland Paris merchandise back there, because I don't know if I will ever be able to go to Disneyland Paris because of that. I'm so scared to fly.
She could. She chooses not to.
There's
a difference there.
So
it's actually cheaper to go there than Disneyland, California.
Yeah. So back to the pool, we went swimming, we watched the Skyliner, and then there was rain, so it took us a little while to get over to the studios. And when we got to the studios, it wasn't really that busy.
No.
Was that the night we did? Did we go on Smuggler's Run that night, or what did we do?
No, we didn't do Smuggler's Run that night. We just kind of walked around. Did we do any rides? No, we did Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
We would have Runaway Railway.
That's right, because you talked about it yesterday at LOL.
I did. So you might hear some repeat stories if you watched our show from Raglan Road last night.
Or if you were there.
Or if you were there, which thank you, by the way. But we did go on Runaway Railway, and I do really like that ride.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny, or it's actually kind of strange funny, because, you know, on that ride, you know, Goofy is in the train in front of you, and you know, the whole thing. And that's Bill Farmer's voice, and Bill Farmer is going to be at our expo in November. So, like, I was trying to get video of Goofy talking because I know he's going to be in our presence. I've met Bill Farmer before, and he's very, 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 very nice.
She knows everybody.
I don't know everybody.
I've heard a missing person. She knows everybody.
No, okay, not sure. I have been lucky and blessed enough in the job that I have met a lot of people.
I met her.
Stop it.
That's all I got.
No, what you do, though, is, in just my opinion, when you meet these people, you try to have a good rapport with them so that you make a good impression.
Well, come on. You hung out with Pat Sajak and Vanna White.
I didn't hang out necessarily. I asked them a question, but we didn't get to hang. But I did go see Vanna turn the letters and stuff.
Does she really turn the letters?
No, she doesn't. She taps them and so she doesn't really turn anything anymore. She used to. But anyway, that's a total. That was, what, 4 years ago almost?
I don't know.
17. Yeah. Anyway.
So.
What? Okay, Runaway Railway.
You're
going to Bill Farmer. Bill Farmer, Runaway Railway. Oh, I get so. Ah. So anyway,
so easy to sidetrack.
It really is. So when it stopped raining, we went over to the park, and I don't even remember. We just wandered a lot.
We did. We just walked around the park for a while.
We went in the stores, and then because we were a little bit sunburnt from being at the pool earlier, so then he wanted to go back in the pool. So we actually went back to the little pool at night, and so you could cool your sunburn. You just sat in that water.
Yeah, it was just nice and cool. The pool was actually, we thought everything seemed to close at 10. The food places closed at 10. Everything seemed to close at 10, but the pools were open at 11. So that was
awesome. So we actually sat, and it was, a lot of people do go back to the pools at night just to have something to do. but you know, before you get ready to go to bed. And that was really nice. I would definitely stay there again. Yeah. And I would stay in the same area we did before.
And what was nice is that we had a first floor room on a corner. So we had the corner room, which was kind of nice. Just better visual windows to see outside.
You could see what was going on, and you didn't have to worry about the ups and downs. And then like I said, we were so close to the pool and the Skyliner station. It was just really convenient. Mm-hmm. It was nice.
Isn't that the night we went over to Art of Animation, or was that Friday?
No, it was Saturday night. We did, because you can take the Skyliner and go on a little tour, you know, take it to all the different stops. So we took it over to where Pop and Art of Animation, where that's what we had Saturday night.
Yeah, we had dinner there.
We went to Art of Animation. Is that what we had?
I think so.
Or did we eat at Pop?
I think we ate at Art. Oh, no, we ate at Pop because
he was trying to find the cheesecake.
I wanted the cheesecake, and they were out of it.
They were out of it.
Which was just close to the resort at that point.
Yeah, don't
stay open. If you don't have the cheesecake, why bother opening doors?
But I noticed that the, because we had been, you know, out and about since they shut everything down and reopened, and the pools, especially, big pool at Art of Animation was wall-to-wall people.
Same with the Big Blue Pool over at Pop. It was packed.
No, Big Blue Pool was Art of Animation.
Was it? Okay, I got that.
Yeah. How about both big pools were packed?
Except when we went into one resort.
You're going to tell that story.
We came out and the pool was empty. Everybody sitting around the pool was like, oh, no, what happened? So somebody must have, some of the child.
There was an incident at the pool.
At the pool.
Because when we went into the building, everybody was in the pool. When we went out of the building, the pool was cleared and everybody was just kind of standing around. So I don't exactly know what happened. I can only guess.
Yeah. Or the baby
something happened. But so, and that's another thing, you know, staying on the Skyliner, you know, route is that in itself gives you something extra to do.
Yeah, it does.
So, all right, anyway, so let's talk about, you want to talk about the most magical celebration, or do you want to talk about fireworks?
What most magical celebration? Oh, is that the 50th?
The 50th.
I have read most magical celebration about it. That's it.
That's it?
I honestly not read anything. And yesterday, her and John talked about it, but I was too busy making sure the audio sounded good, so I really wasn't paying attention to what they were saying. Just
basically,
how they were
he
saying.
Wasn't listening to the show yesterday.
Well, I wasn't paying attention.
And you were sitting right in front of me.
I know, but I was busy doing 13 other things and listening to you and John.
All right.
When John starts to talk, my ears kind of stop listening. I don't know if it's his voice.
likes to harass John.
If he's going to call me out in the middle of the show, which he did like 3 times yesterday, so I slammed him at the end of the show.
Oh, my God.
I physically slammed him. That would have been good though. Me and John, that should be the next LOL.
What, wrestling?
I'm gonna talk to Scott, see if we can get a wrestling ring set up.
Yeah, because that would.
I'm gonna take on the panda.
No. All right. Anyway. So,
I think I could take him. I do.
And I'll just let you ramble.
No, that's okay. We'll go back to the show. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Let's hear about your great co-host, John. Let's go.
I was talking about Disney stuff, and you're the one talking about wrestling.
Okay, let's talk about Disney.
Whatever else. I mean, do you want to talk about...
Becky laughed at me.
Becky laughed at you.
About John.
Not with you.
No, Stephanie. Right, Becky, with me, right?
Oh, my God. All right.
Go ahead. Your magical celebration. Continue.
Okay. World's most magical celebration is kicking off on October 1st. And last week they had come out with more details of what was happening. And we're just going to, I know we recapped it last night, but we're going to do it again for those who did not see last night's show. So there's two new nighttime shows happening for the 50th. They are going to be at Magic Kingdom and at Epcot. Now the one at Magic Kingdom is going to be different because there's going to be projections up and down Main Street. Mm-hmm. Now, like we had said yesterday, it's not the kind of projections that, like John had said, you know, there's ghosts up and down Main Street, or at Christmas time, there's different, you know, we get the fake snow and the whole thing.
Doesn't Disneyland do that already, though? Don't they do projections for, like, different parades? Or I want to remember Paint the Night or something. Didn't they have projections on the buildings up and down Main Street? I thought I'd seen that before, and I could be completely wrong, but I thought that they did projections in their buildings at Disneyland already on Main Street. So this is just new to us here.
Maybe.
I think. I could be wrong.
Because we never got to see Paint the Night, which is sad. I always wanted to. But anyway, I don't know if that's the case. But we're getting it at Walt Disney World at Magic Kingdom. So, and there's a lot of, there's, you know, when Disney puts out news, it usually turns into a frenzy of confusion.
It does.
So,
for fireworks, Becky did say yes, they do it for fireworks.
Okay, thank you. So, you know, people were like, so is this new fireworks show going to take place, you know, is it going to be along with Happily Ever After? Mm-hmm. Are they going to replace Happily Ever After again? And it appears to be that they are, this is going to be the replacement show for the 50th, correct? That we think.
That's what you and John both said yesterday.
Yeah, but I don't quote me if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. Just because I'm not sure. And then, I'm trying to think. So my whole point of why there was some confusion last night was back when it was Wishes, you know, we had Wishes that happened once a night, but then they had Celebrate the Magic happening sometimes, what, twice a night?
Yeah, I think it was like 15 minutes before the fireworks were there, or 20 minutes before the fireworks, and then they did it again like an hour before the park closed.
Yeah, by the way, I really loved Celebrate the Magic with Walt up on the castle.
Walt and Mickey on the castle where they should have been. And then it was replaced. Not that anything was wrong with the Mrs. Potts and Chip little show, but
it wasn't as good.
It wasn't. Just I had loved seeing Walt up on the castle.
It made me cry. Not
taking it away.
Everything makes me cry. But it made me cry to see Walt up there. And
I heard his audio.
So good. But anyway, the whole point was that they did have two different shows going on the same evening. So.
And they could. They've done it with. Don't they do that fireworks? Or no, they only do one fireworks show, but they do all the stage shows and all that stuff. So there's all kinds of stuff going on up there at one time. So.
I mean, it could be anything, really, if you think about it.
I do remember John said something about people he thinks are going to be standing by the flagpole area on Main Street rather than
up in the hub.
Because you're going to want to see all the projections down Main Street. So I see that's going to be, to report on, it's going to be kind of difficult because you're going to have to get video from like different spots to actually get the full effect of what it's going to look like.
Well, darn it. I guess we're just going to have to see it more than once.
Well, I think I'd like to do a video like where he said, like maybe where the flagpole is or where Roy and Minnie's statues are.
Yes.
Shoot straight down there at the castle, maybe one in the middle, and then maybe one up in the
As long as we can get park reservations, we will get multiple views. And what's also really cool is that this year's meetup is at Magic Kingdom in November. So we'll get to see the new 50th.
If we can all get reservations.
Get to see the new show for the 50th then. So it kind of gives us something a little extra to look forward to.
It does.
So, and then if we head on over to Epcot, we are finally going to get to see Harmonious.
Finally.
Now Harmonious, as you know, is the show that is replacing Illuminations. That's been gone for 2 years.
So. And don't forget Epcot Forever.
Oh, and Epcot Forever, which they're starting up Epcot Forever for a little bit. Epcot for now until October 1st. So Harmonious, they've been doing like, you know, the setup with the barges and the lagoon. And everybody was fussing because they didn't like the barges.
They don't bother me. I don't know what it just.
I think because it's changed.
I think so.
I think because people just don't like change. Like if you're used to going to Epcot and seeing a clear view. Oh no! See now I'm gonna miss it too. If you're, let's say, like you're standing in the back by Italy, like the photos that, in my opinion, if you're standing in Italy and go up on the little bridge or that area over there, you can get really nice pictures and it's like Spaceship Earth in the background and it's really really nice.
But isn't there going to be daytime shows going on with the fountains?
So you're going to have fountains. There's supposed to be fountains in the daytime.
Yeah, so you're going to have fountains here in the daytime. At night, you're going to have the show. And I'd be willing to bet that it's not going to be doing something only a short amount of time. So your photos would have the backdrop of the fountains. Your photos would have the backdrop of probably Harmonious. Or if they do anything else on projections or anything on that thing, there's so much they could do there that would add to your photos that your photos would never be the same, especially if it was a projection type based thing. Because it'd always be changing, and to get the same photo back to back would be kind of hard.
All right, so our dear sponsor, Becky, MEI, Mouse Fan Travel, who is the best, by the way, She made a really good point just now.
Start getting tacos?
Start getting the tacos. So the big thingy-doos in the middle, how are they going to do Epcot forever? Like, it's dark with those jet skis and the kites at night.
And that could be a bad accident for all those people driving one of those jet skis, driving one of the kites. I know they have their path, but still, they're used to having an open area out there.
Right, because they had the whole lagoon to fly back and forth with.
Yeah, it was a lot easier to say, okay, I'm here, you're there. I mean, it was a lot easier to,
really, really a good point.
Unless they get rid of the kites.
No, because Epcot Forever was about kites.
What if they do, they could do them with the drones.
Drones.
Remember when they did the drones at Disney Springs for the light show that one year?
I loved that, by the way.
I mean, there's always a way to do something. And they could fly the Christmas tree.
But I think Disney wants to recycle some of the stuff that they're using already.
Well, they lost a lot of money while they were closed.
Right. So like, I don't know if they would go that route with getting new drones or whatever.
HP sponsored at Disney Springs. I'm sure they would do it again.
But this is only for now. Like, yeah. Epcot Forever really is for now, because October 1st will be here before.
But are the kites going to Animal Kingdom? Isn't that what everybody's saying? The kites are the, what are they called? Their kite tails?
See, you were listening yesterday. He was listening.
I remember words. I have no idea why.
So, yeah. So, for the celebration 50th anniversary whole thing, we're getting a daytime show in the area at Epcot where
Rivers
was.
She loves her. If you watched yesterday's show, she expressed how much she loved Rivers of Light. And it was a good show. The music was fantastic. The show itself was great. It's sad. If the reasons we heard that it went away are true, it's sad. That's the reason it went away.
Because it wasn't really a good reason.
No, it really wasn't. Not with technology, it wasn't. So, but I do remember there was word that there was going to be a new show eventually replacing that I think will be on the same caliber. I don't think it'll be the Kite Tales show.
No. So here's my philosophy. Is that they are going to take the kites from Epcot Forever and move them over to Animal Kingdom for Kite Tales. They're going to take the jet skis and the kites, they're going to move them over to Animal Kingdom. They're going to throw an animal theme to them. Boom. New show.
It works. I mean, it's you have to recycle certain things. They've done it with parade floats for years. So what makes this any different?
Yeah. And you know,
unless it was Spectro, which they just tore those ones to pieces.
Oh, that one still hurt. Spectro Magic, I love that. I can still hear the music in my head. Actually, I had the music in my head the other day of Spectro Magic, and I couldn't figure out. I'm like, where did that even come from? Because I'm just all Disney all the time.
All Disney all the time. It's like MTV used to be with videos.
But Rivers of Light, like we were talking about yesterday, the music of Rivers of Light is something that I think that really was underappreciated, underrated, under something.
It's one of those ones you really need to go back and listen to the music afterwards. Because during the show, it's really hard to pay attention to the show and hear the words of the music and such.
It's really good.
It really is. It's great for, and Animal King is the perfect place for the song. I mean, just shows that we're all one on the planet. But it can also apply to Epcot, too, at times. With the
totally show. Good. They should, okay, here's an idea, Disney, if you actually watch. I think that you should use that music for Rivers of Light. Like, okay, here, follow me for a sec. So years ago, they had Tapestry of Dreams, Tapestry of Nations. I saw Tapestry of Dreams with my older son, and he was a baby. And, you know, that was the parade at Epcot around World Showcase, and they had the
great
puppets
music.
And the whole thing. Great music. So.
And there's a little bit of that music in Epcot Forever.
Right. And at the end, do you remember after Illuminations, when you're walking out of the park at night while they play the music around World Showcase, they played music from Tapestry of Dreams. So they could take the music of
Rivers
and reuse it somewhere, because I really think it's a shame if they don't use it somewhere, because it was just so good.
I remember when Epcot Forever debuted, and we were all talking about it after it hit. And the one thing, because they did a lot of stuff from Epcot from years past in that show.
Yeah.
They brought a lot of it, but they didn't touch on Illuminations.
No, there was really no
mention of it. There was no music from it. And I know a lot of people were upset by that, because it's like, you had Illuminations here for 20 years and it gets no mention whatsoever during your show that's Epcot Forever.
And I know that a lot of people, like there's some people that weren't ready to let Illuminations go because it has memories, it means stuff to people. And it was the same thing with Wishes.
It was kind of too long for it not to have that kind of impact.
Yeah, and I think that, and there's other people that were ready to see, like, we loved it, but it's time to move on. So they could have incorporated that somewhere. And I know that Rivers of Light was only around for a couple of years. But I would love to see them use that music. I personally love, like I keep saying, the lotus flowers with the fountains that do this. That was my favorite part of the whole thing.
How's it go?
Right? I love that. You guys know what I'm talking about. The
I know. I just want to see you go like this again.
With the I love that part. So. And I really, really wanted a lotus flower for the backyard. I would.
Because we
had
the room
for
a lotus flower.
They didn't have to get rid of those plugs. I would have gladly taken one off their hands.
Yeah, because that wouldn't go up on eBay.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would.
Oh, no, it wouldn't, because I absolutely loved it.
We could sell it to one of those people who has a Mr. Toad's ride vehicle. They bought that in a heartbeat.
Or
the guy bought the monitor.
We could water the yard with it. The kids could go run in the sprinkler with the
lights. They don't run. We're lucky they come out of the room with it.
Kids, go play in the sprinkler. Put on the flower.
You look like it's the 1980s again. Kids go outside.
Okay, I think it would be fun. I would go.
You would go run with your dogs.
I would take the dogs out in the yard and go run around the house.
And I'd be videotaping that, put it on YouTube every day. At the YouTube goal.
Your Italian is showing.
Especially when Ava would just lay there under the water.
Ava. You put her on a fountain, she might float.
She would. She'd float on like a pillow.
Oh my goodness. Okay, anyway. So in a we honestly were just talking about the 50th anniversary stuff and it went.
You totally went to Rivers of Light and got so far away from 50.
Okay, that's real back. Okay, so in addition to the stuff we've already talked about, there's going to be gold statues added to the parks.
50 of them. Between
50
our four parks.
Of them. And the picture that they used were, it was like at Magic Kingdom around the fountains there around the hub. And then, of course, Mickey and Minnie are going to get iridescent new outfits. Actually, all the characters are getting new outfits for the celebration, of course. Which means that...
There's going to be ears.
There's.
I promise you, there will be ears. There will be a spirit jersey. There will be ears, a fanny pack, a new Dooney and Burke with all four of its versions of pet purses, probably some new jewelry. Pandora will have some kind of new thing for it. I swear I should just work in Disney merchandising because I know exactly their whole MO how they go about this stuff and do it.
Personally, I'm excited for whatever new merchandise they come out with because I do believe that I'm going to have most of it.
And that's why I walk through Avengers Campus. She can't say no to anything.
But can you imagine if you've seen how pretty the character outfits are going to be with all the sparkle and pizzazz? How that merchandise is going to be pretty.
Why can't you just ask for a character outfit? Why do you got to have a big lotus flower in our backyard? Like Randy said, I don't want to see the water bill. I don't want to throw it in.
If anybody has an extra lotus flower,
Corey's it right. 50 equals dollar signs. 50 of them.
That's right. And you know what, Corey? We'll be buying it.
Oh, and you know there's going to be a dessert. And there's going to be a cupcake.
There's going to be a sundae. There's going to be a special coffee. There's going to be it's going to be 50th anniversary, everything.
The only 50th anniversary celebration. I want Casey's to open and have a 50th anniversary hot dog.
Yeah, that's.
I just want Casey's to reopen.
Well, rumor has it it's getting ready to.
Rumors, we don't report rumors.
Okay.
What do you think you're at? Another one of those sites?
Okay. I know Main Street Mouse does not report rumors, but I'm hearing it's opening.
Those other sites out there.
Oh, stop it.
We don't do that here.
Stop it.
I didn't name any of them yet. Like BigFatPanda.com, he's all about rumors.
Stop. All right, anyway, so the fireworks, Happily Ever After, start again. This Thursday. So we will actually be on hand to live feed Happily Ever After. Now, I keep trying to figure out if it's going to be at 9, if it's going to be at 10, because I keep hearing mixed things. I put 9 in the event group just as a reminder for people, but if it's not.
If we hear a word, we'll change it.
Yeah. I just, because when I put out that we were going to live feed the fireworks coming back, I mean, I couldn't believe the response that we got, how many people want to watch it.
Yeah, and so Michelle will be there. There is a media event, so she'll be there with the media event. I don't know exactly where she'll be set up. We're thinking somewhere else, we're not sure though, right?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, but I'm going to be on Main Street taping the whole thing.
Yeah, so between the two of us, we will definitely have the fireworks for you.
And then we'll upload that to, the video will be uploaded after the show's over.
Okay. So. Okay, Meredith said 9:15.
Okay.
So.
I should just check the, Becky's going to be there too. Should just check the calendar.
Becky, do you know what time? Is it 9:15? Is she still watching?
She did. She just said I'll be there too.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. So yeah, 9:15. So that I can update the.
Becky's flying in for these, so that tells you how good these are.
Yeah, and you know that's like Sarah said, Cryfest. Definitely.
Cryfest 2021. That'll be a 50th anniversary shirt.
Because like I know for me I'll be crying. So hopefully the music is loud enough where you don't hear me sniffing behind the camera like you guys did. Do you remember when I this is kind of fitting. This is actually kind of fitting. So I was there for the grand opening of Happily Ever After when it debuted in 17. Yep. And I was in the media area, but the park itself was wall to wall. It was a mess.
There was no fire lanes for people to get off. There was a problem. Cast members could not get people to leave space.
Oh, no.
So she was in the media area, and they were in one of the hub grass areas. Me and the boys were actually about 10 feet away from Walt and Mickey's statue.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, literally, I felt Aiden, like, on this side, Andrew on this side, and I'm trying to hold my camera, and then a guy 7'8" put his iPad up in the air and blocked my whole view.
7'8".
He was an Orlando Magic player, I'm for sure, and then he put a kid on top of his hand and held him like this and videotaped on this one. It was crazy. I couldn't see anything.
Anyway. So I'm really big on, if you guys have been following me for a long time, you know I like to watch things for the first time together. Like if I get to do a media
event. Toy Story is a perfect
example. Oh, yeah, Toy Story Land. We walked through Toy Story Land the first time together because I want to share those experiences with you as I'm seeing it. So when I did the live feed of Happily Ever After for the first time, I'm trying to watch the show, watch the comment section, and I am crying.
I remember, because didn't somebody say when the Tangled part came up, they're like, oh, this child, then you could hear the tears.
Everybody, the comment section went nuts. They're like, you're crying, aren't you? But you're crying. Yeah,
I'm not crying, you're crying.
I'm not crying. Yeah, I was totally crying. So, that's why when I put out the announcement for Thursday that I'm going to live feed Happily Ever After, which has been gone for a year and a half, that we can come and watch and we'll cry together. I will put napkins in my purse so that I don't like cry all over myself.
I told her to take a stabilizer so she could hold the camera in one hand and her Kleenex in the other hand if I'm having problems.
Stabilizer and tissue.
Because if you've ever watched her record, she puts two hands on the phone to try to keep it as steady as she possibly can. So she has a stabilizer. Don't do what you did at Galaxy's Edge and forget the stabilizer.
That was awful. I am just so thankful I did not drop my camera for Galaxy's
Edge. Oh, look at Corey. Man, all this crying over fireworks. I don't cry till the Visa bill comes in. He's lying because every time he rides Frozen Ever After, he's bawling his eyes out.
He gets so choked up because he's so...
Like, he's so emotional when
emotional,
he sees them.
Especially when he sees Olaf like spinning around or when he sees his idol, Kristoff, playing, you know, his...
So if you ever want to buy Corey a present, anything Kristoff, he would love it to the day he dies.
Yes. Or maybe just buy him a reindeer.
If we could get Nike to make a pair of Kristoff Jordans for Corey, I think that'd be awesome.
With maybe a little Sven with the reindeer on the top.
I think he'd be all over that.
Probably. Look over
We'll have to see if we can get that going for you, Corey. See if we have some connections.
I can so hear Corey right now. Man, y'all suck. We love you, Corey. Actually, Corey was in Birmingham.
I'd say we didn't even get to there yet.
No.
Did we? No.
Corey was in Birmingham with us 2 weeks ago for whatever. We were He was with us when we did Magic City Con in Birmingham. Was it over a week ago, right?
Yeah, it was not
just
past
over
weekend,
a week
weekend
ago.
Before, yeah.
So, and we got to talk to one of our guests for
that's
House
right,
of Mouse Expo,
right.
Jason Marsden. I actually did a video with him, to the promo video for House of Mouse, which I have not put out yet. I don't know what I'm waiting for. But we just, like, it's so weird in this business when we record things. Like, when you see it on TV, you see people, like, they have their cue cards and they're this and that. But not really. Like, a lot of times I have to think on my toes, which I never used to be good at. What? Why are you laughing?
No, because you do it, but you do it well. Every time you've done an interview, she does it well. And the one time, it was when we first moved here, her and John were doing a skit for John's channel. And the first time they did it, it was perfect. Absolutely great. John forgot to hit record.
Yes.
And then they spent the next 37 takes trying to replicate it, and they couldn't do it.
Because I hadn't done anything like that before. He wanted me to act, and I don't do that. So, and this was 7 years ago. I was new here. I just didn't want to do it. But now, like, you go to these interviews. So I went over to Jason Marsden, who, as a refresher, was Binks in Hocus Pocus, Max Goof in the Goofy Movie, among other things. So, you know, I said, yeah, do you want to do a picture? He's like, yeah. He's like, do you want to do a video? He goes, absolutely. And I'm like,
you want to sign the deed over here?
He was like, hey, let's do it. So I said, okay, well, then I guess we can do a video. And he's like, all right, let's go. Scott hit record, and boom, there we go.
Actually, I wasn't even doing the recording. I was talking to another one.
Oh, that's right.
It was
Michelle did it.
Yeah, Michelle recorded it.
Yeah. So we did like a one-take thing, but I will post it. I'll probably post it this week.
But it turned out really well. There's like no pauses. There's no awkward silences. There's none of that in the video. It turned out really good. And you could tell she was a little nervous. She didn't know what Jason was going to throw at her. What voice he was going to do, what he was going to say, what anything like that.
No.
He even put her on the spot, but she didn't go for it.
I just laughed. See, and that's the thing. I know that I just have to be myself when it comes to this stuff. And yes, I do have an obnoxious laugh, and I do say silly things, but it is what it is. So, I mean, it just is what it is. So, I'm sure you guys can understand, like, if you are getting to meet somebody who voiced the character that you like, or you meet a celebrity that you have been a fan of or whatever, you fan out a little bit, but you gotta reel it back in.
Actually, the same thing she did when we met him in Huntsville, where he went right into Bing's voice and she like started, oh my gosh, like, she did it again on Friday. When we're
at, like, I can talk to Jason just fine. But when he starts talking in Binks' voice, it's like, oh, stop it, you're killing me. So he actually...
Oh my God, you're a talking cat.
You're a talking cat. So we're doing this recording, and he actually had a stuffed cat with him.
It was a puppet.
And it was Binks. So you'll see when I post the video, but he talks to Binksy in the video. It was actually really
Binksy.
Funny. Binksy.
Binksy,
he talks to Binksy.
That's their little code word for each other.
Binksy. But yeah, so it was really exciting to get to do those things.
And he's really excited about the expo.
They all are. And it's like, it's been really great feedback, like, with the expo, that they are, you know, the celebrity guests that we have coming. They're just as excited as we are to have them. So I think it's what?
I'm just still in awe that we got the people we did, because we went into it thinking, okay, we knew, we already talked to Larry and Tobias from Hocus Pocus, Jay and Ice, and they told Michelle they were interested, but just because they say they're interested, we didn't know if we'd be able to get something done with their agent.
Right. And you never know, people are being nice to you. Like, oh yeah, we'd love to do it. And then you don't hear anything.
Yeah. So we had a good feeling that we would come through with them. And then when their rep wanted to have a phone call with us, like, okay, maybe we are going to get them. And here's the bottom line, how much it's going to cost us. But that came through, and then just everything. And we're on the phone with that guy, and he's like, with their agent, he's like, you guys want Doug Jones? Doug Jones would be a great addition to a Hocus Pocus thing. Like, really? You can get us? And he's like, yeah, we can get Doug Jones. And then just everybody else started falling in place. And then Jason's agent is a different agent. Jason came through, and then Jason's agent's like, well, you can't have Jason without Bill Farmer. You need Goofy and Max together, so you got to have Bill Farmer. I'm like, you're going to get us Bill? He's like, yeah, I can get Bill Farmer. I'm like, okay. So he sent me the contract, and it was already signed by Bill Farmer. And I'm like, oh my gosh. It was like, it's crazy to me that these celebrity agents are emailing us now.
Yeah.
And we've gotten a lot since then of different agents who want to bring their client to our show.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And we've had to say no because it's to the point where we honestly can't afford to bring any more this year. 14 is a lot more than we originally wanted to do, but it's just like everything kept falling into place. I was like, how could we say no?
Yeah.
And the guests were great. I'm excited about all of them. I'm really excited about Rick Famuyiwa.
Oh, the Disney animator.
The Disney animator. He, we've actually got to talk to him a little bit, and he's actually agreed that he's going to come on KMSN Week Live a few weeks before the expo. He's going to Skype in, and him and Michelle are going to talk about what they're going to do at the expo and how he's going to, what he's going to do and what he can do as far as drawing in his booth and such.
And we also wanted to mention too that one of our cohorts in this event is Give Kids the World.
Yes.
So we actually will be doing things with Give Kids the World. Give Kids the World will have their own booth at the expo. So stay tuned for more information there. It's a great way to give back to an organization who does so much for families who really need that extra magic. So it's important for us to make sure that we're giving back as well.
Definitely. And I talked to Omar who from Give Kids the World. He's the one who's going to actually be at the booth that weekend. And he told me I'm allowed to say that there is going to be WWE NXT talent in their booth the whole weekend. So he has already arranged with the WWE/NXT, the training center, to bring some of the wrestlers who perform at NXT. And he said WWE talent as well. That will be in their booth throughout the weekend. So we'll see what that brings up to the expo. That's some guests that will not be announced. They will just be whoever shows up.
Yeah, and I'm also, I talked to my friend Scott, as you know him, Scotty Too Hottie from WWE.
My friend Scott.
Well, we talk about other things too. It's not just, well, whatever, anyway. So he's interested in coming as well. And as you know, he's done our show before, as long as there's no...
And he does a lot with Give Kids the World already.
He does.
So that's why he's all on board. If anything Give Kids the World, he'll be there. So as long as there's not any kind of thing with his bosses.
Yeah, exactly. He'd
say he would be there, so...
And Heather, yes, there will be streams from the expo. Our goal, I'm just going to throw this out there, we're going to try, is to all the celebrity panels, we want to live stream them.
Yeah. Live stream them, and then if live stream doesn't work, we will at least have them recorded and uploaded after the event. We're looking at possibly having three panel rooms going as of right now throughout the whole weekend, so we can get everything in that people want to see.
And of course, I'll be walking around the expo, and I'll do live feeds of the booths and the happenings and everything that's going on. And I probably will also do some sort of live feed from DJ Elliott's Pleasure Island Throwback Party on Saturday night.
Which more information is coming out on that very soon. Actually, Sean texted us before the show saying that he's writing up something now, so we should have that announcement going up.
That party's going to be fun.
It's really coming together. Amazing. Wait till you guys hear everything that's going to happen that night. If you are a Pleasure Island fan, you are not going to want to miss that party.
Or if you just like a good party.
And as much as we want you to go to the expo, you do not have to attend the expo to go to the party. If for some reason you can't go to the expo during the day, but you can go to the party that night, because the party will start at about 7, but it actually really gets started by 8 and go to about 11:30 that night. But yeah, if you're unable to make it to the expo for whatever reason, you don't have to go to the expo to get a ticket to go to the after hours party, but you can do both. We are going to put together a package where you can get both. All that together.
Yeah, more information will be coming out this week. We've been so busy and we're just trying to get everything together, but it is coming and it's all coming together really well. And we have, it's just going to be a really busy time for us because we have the meetup at the beginning of November and then we have the expo at the end of November, plus everything else that we do in between. So,
plus we get to Disneyland sometime.
Yes. So, but before we wrap up tonight, just please keep in mind that this Thursday, July 1st, 9-ish, around there somewhere.
Just be glued to your phone.
Yeah, put your alerts on for the Main Street Mouse because I will be going live, and I will probably go live and talk to you guys for a few before the fireworks starts. So that gives people a few minutes to jump on so that we can all watch Happily Ever After together. And I can feel my heart like pounding just thinking about the opening music.
And you don't want to miss the beginning from the minute Tom King starts with his voice and all that and goes through.
I am so excited. I mean, I'm really, really excited. So Thursday, July 1st, 9-ish Eastern time.
9-ish, 9:05.
Yeah, somewhere around there we can watch Happily Ever After for the first time in forever.
And then we'll have to get over to Epcot and get their show.
Oh, Epcot for now?
No. Epcot for the summer.
Epcot for the summer. Epcot till October 1st. So yeah, so that's really it.
So we have, I know somebody asked if we had an LOL schedule. We don't have a schedule yet for July's LOL. Hopefully we'll have that eventually here soon.
Yeah, I know. I need to talk to you about all that. We have so much going on. I'm trying to space everything out.
I know it doesn't seem like it's a lot, but it's a lot of work to get LOL going and get the setup and everything. So it's like we're trying to schedule everything and other obligations we have, but we're working on it all.
We're working on it.
And I can tell you this, though. LOL for November will be held at the House of Mouse Expo.
Yes, it will.
It will be on Sunday afternoon. Michelle and Panda will do the show probably from the main room on 4 o'clock on that Sunday.
Yeah, so stay tuned for that. I forgot all about that. Yeah. See, you know, it's just been go, go, go. Like, from the time we fall asleep at night to, you know, we get up in the morning and it's like, let's do this all again.
Yeah, it was funny because we kept saying, okay, once we get done with LOL, then we can start focusing on this. And it's like, crap, we have so much to focus on. It's like, it just doesn't stop.
So, all right, you guys. So we will not be here next week. We will see you guys in two weeks. And I will see you guys on Thursday night to watch fireworks. We can have our good cry together. Make sure your alerts are on for notifications for the Main Street Mouse's main Facebook page, because Facebook has been crap and they don't let people know when we post sometimes. So you might have to actually go and check it.
Facebook's bad.
It has been. But we really, 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 really appreciate all the support. We couldn't do any of this without you. And we love you guys so much for watching and supporting us. And I hope you guys have a great 4th of July.
Yes,
and we will see you guys in 2 weeks. I'll see you Thursday.
Thursday, and then we'll see you a week from the 5th. So what is it, the 12th, I think?
I don't know what day it is.
Yeah, I think it'll be the 12th. We'll be back. Here, so we'll see you guys on the 12th, and hopefully we have more updates about the expo and things that are
coming. I hope we have all kinds of wonderful things to tell you in 2 weeks, but until then, take care, you guys, and we will see you real soon.
Take care, guys. Bye.